Podcast.ph can be downloaded for free on iTunes by typing podcast.ph programs. You can also listen on Podomatic, Spreaker, Stitcher, Clamor, YouTube, and our official URL, podcast.ph. Like and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+. Podcast.ph, the most active and fastest-growing podcast network in the Philippines.
Can you adjust the frequency and volume a bit?
Startups, originators, música, cultura, the arts, política, sports, news, technology, crime, tragedy, comedy, lahat ng makabuluhan.
We are your independent podcast content creator, straight from the Philippine Islands. Mabuhay.
You're listening to podcast.ph.
Hello guys, welcome to the fourth episode of Straight Talk, Talk Your Philippines, a 10-minute motoring talk show. I have with me my two associate editors, Paolo Subido and Dinzo Tabamo. Guys.
Hi guys.
Hi, good Hello. Evening.
And with us right now is the famous Victor Atoy Liave.
Hi everyone.
Of Atoy Customs.
Yes.
How do you pronounce it? Atoy? Atoy?
Well, pagkakilala ko, my nickname is Atoy. Mm. My shop name is Atoy. So, kahit na doon, pwede naman. So, my shop name... Atoy Customs.
Okay. But we'll talk about you. Kailan ka ba nag-start sa business?
Well, I started 1996. Bata ako, mahilig ako sa kotse. So, I'm just ordinary kid na mahilig sa kotse na parang napunta sa kotse, then nag-evolve na naging ganyan.
Ilan taong ka nung nagsimula?
I college pa lang ako, alam ko na yung gusto ko eh. So, gusto ko talagang kotse. So, before going to family business or going to real jobs, ay ko subukan ko muna yung gusto ko muna. So, sabi ko, give it 1 to 2 years kasi sakaling hindi okay, then lipat ako sa iba. So, after 1 year, nagustuhan ko, second year, nagustuhan ko, hanggat sa parang, teka, gawin ko na itong gusto
ko. Ano pinag-uusapan natin dito? Yung body kit? Yung pag-fabricate ng
no,
body kit?
No, I started painting cars lang.
Painting cars
yeah,
lang?
Yeah, okay. Baga, inspired by Arthur Tuasan dati, yung mga sequence na paint a pearl finish. Parang sabi ko, paano kaya gawin to na mas mura? So, I developed Ansal pearl finish look na parang doon, yun yung mga start point ko na nakilala ako sa mga pearl series na painting.
Okay, and then graduate ka sa body kit?
No, nag-evolve ako kasi nung college ako, ang idol ko man dati si Redline and si Starbright. Both of them are my friends now, pero dati, nakikita ko lang sila, nabibilib lang ako kasi one day gusto ko rin maging ganyan. So, yun, I didn't expect na parang trabaho lang na trabaho. Every day I go to my work, every day my passion, yun lang iniisip ko. Until one day, parang medyo naging ka-level na kami.
So, paano ka napunta sa body kit?
Napunta sa body kit, dati ano lang ako eh, nagbebenta lang ako ng body kit ni Starbright. So, I'm one of the ahente of Starbright. So, parang na-realize ko lang, na-develop ko yung ato yung body kit. Kasi parang sabi ko, lahat ng ginagawa ng mga friends ko, puro replica lang ng original. Gumawa kaya ako ng sarili kong design. People would tell me na huwag mo gawin sarili mong design. Walang bibili niyan. Talaga? So parang sinubukan ko. So sinubukan ko, my first major award was in 1999. So tapos, 1999...
Elementary pa kami nun.
Hindi, mag-isang edad lang tayo. So, 1999, nung nag-evolve na, first trophy ko na ako na major. Then, my first body kit trophy was 2001, year 2001. Year 2001 hanggang year 2014, every year I got the best body kit trophy na parang naging milestone na for me. So, ngayon ang business ko na body kit goes to my brother na.
Paano ka natutong gumawa ng mag-fabricate ng body kit?
Well, ano yan eh, parang if you have passion in isang bagay, parang automatic matututunan mo yan eh.
Whether kaya, like yung mga Starbright, they let you in dun sa how they...
No naman. Sa kanila kasi, procedure ng how to make a mold of fiberglass, that's basic eh. Kung you study about the making mold. Ang mahirap sa... Ang pina-evolve ko is creating my own design na okay. Hindi ko kukopyahin yung... Kaya itong mic na to. If you want to make a mold, simply just make a mold then tapos na, you have a mold na. Ako... I'll create a different touch. Kind of mic na parang nakita kong mas maganda. Then, that's the only time I make a mold. Mas mahaba yung process, pero I take that risk, pero mas nag-evolve siya.
Yeah, Pao, I remember one time si Atoy would do would convert a Sephiro into a BMW 5 Series.
Yeah.
And I remember you getting a...
Cease and desist order
from BMW
Germany.
Tell us about it.
Yeah. Ang pinapakita ko lang naman talaga doon na parang walang impossible. Kasi my tagline is, you imagine, we create. One of my friends told me, kaya ba gumawa ng BMW 5 Series? At that time, the BMW 5 Series is about 10,750,000. So, sorry ko, teka, hindi ko kaya bilhin. Sabi ko, gawin ko na lang. So, parang na-challenge ako. So, I make everything to look like the same. So, then nagawa ko. Then, the BMW president, I forget the name eh. They went to the car show. Then, nakita nila. They were happy pa na parang, oy, okay yung ginawa mo. Pero, after a month, I received a letter. This is, cease and desist order. At first, kinabahan ako. Parang, sabi ko, bakit ganun? Pinapakita ko lang naman, gano'ng kagaling ang isang Pinoy. Paano siya kagaling gumawa ng isang product na kahit na wala akong special tools, nagagawa ko to. So, yun lang gusto ko improve. Akala nila na parang I want to
make... Mas produce ko.
Kasi sa letter, part of the letter nakasulat doon, we're selling the car for 10,750,000. Tapos ikaw naman, you're modifying or customizing that car for only for this amount. So, parang sabi ko, teka, hindi nila nakuha yung point. Pero after that, after having that letter, gusto kong itago. So, sabi ko, in the future, magkaroon ako ng apo, I want to show them one time your lolo. For example lang, na parang, I have this letter. This is my trophy. The letter is trophy. For me naman, after talking with them, na parang, the intention's not what you think, so everything becomes okay.
So technically, you're called an automotive customizer, right?
Yeah. Before, it's parang focused on body kits lang and painting. Now, it evolved to...
But you were telling us kanina, medyo iniwan mo na yung body kit business sa brother mo. And saan ka nag-move on now?
Well, I move on to customizing food trucks, mobile store, o kaya mobile truck activation.
Red Bull, ikaw din gumawa ng mga sasakyan ng Red Bull,
diba? Lahat ng Red Bull na Mini Cooper with a can at the back and... pinakabago yung Defender. Yung
and
range.
People probably don't know this. Andun pa ba yung ginawa mo sa Mini sa labas ng showroom nila?
Yes. Lahat na nakita nyo, we export yung mga... pag nakita nyo sa Thailand, I think Singapore, basta Southeast Asia, yung mga nakasabi sa wall, it's 100% made in the Philippines and we're so proud of it.
What was your most challenging project?
Well, every project kasi has its own parang specialty. So parang every project na... Ang ginagawa ko lang, every project na natanggap ko, gusto ko... may challenge at saka may kanya-kanyang specialty. So, ngayon na-evolve ako to like yung mga motorhome ng mga artista, motorhome ng mga LGUs or mga privateers na parang bahay mo man nila, factory mo sa province. So, every time na nagbibiyahe ka, gusto mo na sa van ka, even na traffic ka, nakakatayo ka, naka-CR ka, or nakakanta ka, whatever. So, I focus right now on that area. Iniwan ko na yung body kits sa brother ko kasi hindi ko kayang ipagsabay yung two things.
Ah.
So ngayon, I focus on the product na bago pa sa mata ng mga Filipino people at the same time, parang mas nasi-share ko yung thoughts ko at saka nabibigay yung full focus ko doon.
Tell us about the medyo famous ka ngayon sa Salamander. Ano na nangyari? Ano na nangyari sa project na yun?
Well, first, would like to thank you, Top Gear, for that wonderful at baga parang opportunity for me to show the world kung ano ang Salamander. It's 100% Filipino product. It's been 10 months right now since January. We're the stage right now na papasok na yung investor namin na we're going to build a 2-hectare factory by the machineries at the same time. Complete line. So we're targeting 50 units a day. So hanggat hindi pa natapos yung factory, wala pa kami mapag-usapan. So
anong timetable?
Timetable, just in case pumasok yung pera ng investor ng November, we're looking plus 8 months. Plus 8 months. So we're talking about second quarter or third quarter next week. Next year.
Next year.
Sorry, next year.
Do you dream of one day producing a proper motor vehicle?
Well,
a Filipino...
Yes, alam mo,
vehicle.
Ang daming lumabas ng internationally, maliliit na kotse. So, ang plano ko dati to build a Filipino car na you can change the panel na kulay na what you want, tapos pwede mo, waterproof siya na pwede mong basahin pag nilinisan mo. That is my dream. Pero, ang problema sa Philippines, hindi na support ng
government.
Whichever agency. Sa abroad, they supported their own mga private sector. Kaya sila nagawa nila, tayo hindi. Pero, hindi ako humihinto dyan. That's why, I'm very happy with the Salamander kasi it evolved from Rescue Boy to Salamander.
Can you give any advice? I'm sure maraming nanonood
well,
dito gustong
yes.
to be the next Atoy Leave. What can you give?
Well, the advice kasi parang it's not me. for me, I always believe whatever I have right now is a gift from God. So I honor Him that everything I have, hindi akin to, sa Kanya to, pinanghahawakan ko lang at inalagaan ko lang. Advice to mga young people na nanonood na parang gusto magkaroon ng business, I think, follow your dreams at saka ano yung saan ka mahilig, ituloy mo lang, huwag ka ma-discourage sa sabihin ng tao na impossible. At saka sa work, sobrang importante, gawin mo yung work na happy ka. Pag hindi ka happy sa isang work mo, umalis ka na dyan. Dahil for the rest of your life, yan ang gagawin mo. So huwag mong sayangin oras mo and always give thanks to our God. Yun lang.
Tipong huwag kang forever na nagtatrabaho sa Car Magazine, parang gano'n.
Hindi naman. Sabi ko kayo na kay Tracy and kay Pao, I congratulate him na happy kayo sa ginagawa nyo. Earning money is one thing eh. Even though you have that sum of money, pero hindi ka happy sa ginagawa. Mas gusto ko na yung hindi marami pera ko, pero nagagawa ko yung gusto ko at happy ako hanggat sa mamatay man ako, happy ako sa ginagawa ko. Rather than, ang dami ko ng pera, pero hindi ko magamit yung pera ko sa gusto ko. So, it's useless.
Okay. Our time is up. Oh. Inspiring story.
Yeah, and I did a day in the life with Atoy not too long ago, and we spent a day at the shop working. I got to make my own body kit. That was great. That was a wonderful experience.
And I'm sure Atoy, you're an inspiration to many of our readers.
No, thank you.
Many Filipino car enthusiasts who want to go into that business as well.
Yeah, actually, I don't know that. Baga parang thank you for saying that. Then parang for me, naman I live day by day. And parang ginagawa ko lang yung gusto ko at the same time with the support and blessing from our Lord, I think everything is parang fine with me.
Okay. Please, invite our viewers.
Buy our October issue with the Mazda 2-speed and...
By the way, Ato is...
You can see, Ato is FJ awesome Cruiser. FJ Cruiser here. You can...
1 month old.
1 month old and already on the off-road trails. And you can copy it and you will look cool.
Okay. Paolo?
Yeah, thanks for watching, guys. And I'm looking forward to doing more of these things.
Follow us on Facebook, Top Gear Philippines. And Twitter and Instagram, Top Gear PH. And also, if you don't have the time to actually sit down and watch us, you can listen to us while driving over podcast.ph. What's that, Paolo?
And this is Verdun. So many years ago.
9 years ago. Actually, 9 years ago.
May jaw pa siya.
May jaw na
yung Paolo. The Matrix.
Anyway, thanks guys for watching. Until see you again next episode.
This podcast.ph presentation is supported by Martin Andanar's Homecast Studio and Audio.ph.